Welcome back into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and this segment we're going to be joined by Ben Jedlicka from the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. He's a warden here with the agency. I'm not going to repeat it. It's such a long title.
Kansas. Oh, yeah. It's game warden with Kansas Wildlife. You got it right.
Okay.
Kansas Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism.
Well, Ben, we appreciate having you.
Good morning, Brandon. Good morning, man. Happiness.
It's good to have you on. Are you excited for the new year?
Let's do it. Yeah, new year. And the first thing on the new year list is a first day hike. That'll be at the Tuttle Creek State Park, 10:30. Everybody needs adventure. I don't know if anybody's, you know, those youngsters are listening now, but they need to. You need a pencil to write some of this stuff down. The first adventure will be first day hike. It's at 10:30. Meet at the state park office. And you get a guided hike.
And this is a nationwide thing. It is something that's been going
on
for a while.
Yeah, well, I know that it's most all the state parks in Kansas. Mm-hmm. If it goes further than that, I'm not in the know on that one.
And this is a great opportunity for families to get together, have something to do together, and enjoy the outdoors.
Well, it applies to anybody that's ready for an adventure. And that's what I'm here about today. I've got adventures.
Right on.
Now, the next adventure is going to be on the 4th of January. So that's kids are out of school. This will be at 9 o'clock at the Manhattan Fire Station, Dennis and Kimball. That's the Eagle Day, and that's kind of the Corps of Engineers heads that up. But be ready for an adventure. 9 o'clock's not that early. I know that kids are out of school and they like sleeping in. I hope some of them are awake now, so they're writing this down for next Wednesday, right? That's
the 4th?
Oh, the 4th?
That'd be, yeah.
That's a Saturday.
Yeah, Wednesday is New Year's Day.
So New Year's Day is the hike. Saturday is Eagle Day. And I've got a feeling some people got what they asked for under the Christmas tree. They might have got a rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And the Fancy Creek Range will be open on the first Saturday of the year. Saturday and Sunday, first Saturday and Sunday, and the third Saturday and Sunday of each month, Fancy Creek Range will be open.
And, of course, deer hunting is important this time of year to kind of keep that population under control.
Yeah, you know, I'm skipping right by that because the first day of the year, deer, first, second, and third, there's another deer season open. That'll be only for antlerless deer or does, and any, if you've got a deer permit that's not filled, the deer season will be open on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Any legal equipment is legal. Of course, a hunting license will be necessary, and hunter orange will be required. But if you have an unfilled deer tag, you may utilize it on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in this area.
Okay. Good to know. What else do we have coming up?
Well, the grand finale. The grand finale is the assisted squirrel hunt. This will be our third one. We had one on June 1st of last year, and it was a success. We had one in October, and I had hoped that the leaves would be off the trees. This will be the first squirrel hunt where the leaves are off the trees. Those squirrels don't have a chance. Again, this one's free. All those things I've mentioned are free. The first day hike, the Eagle Day that meets out at the fire station, and this squirrel hunt is going to be Saturday, February 15th, so it's a little ways out. Again, we're meeting at Fancy Creek Range. You need to call the state park to pre-register, but everything's provided for. Anybody can participate. We've had about a dozen groups so far. And that's fine. We could use more, but there'll be a short sight in at Fancy Creek Range in the morning, and we're backing that off to 9 o'clock in the morning. February 15th could be a cold day, but again, it's an adventure you just don't want to miss. You've got to have these adventures on your list.
Yeah, adventures are so much fun, and it's fun to get out. Do you see a lot of young people coming out to these events?
Well, it's young and old. I'm recruiting guides for this also, and we want to have anybody that shows up set up in order for success. And once they sight in and go out and squirrel hunt to their to the amount that they'd like, we will have lunch ready for them. Lunch is served. And I kind of joke that when you get back, we'll have some instruction on getting those squirrels ready for the stew pot, mm-hmm. and we'll maybe roast some squirrels for dessert.
We've talked about this in the past, and well, I've never tried it. But.
Well, I think now's your chance. It's on a Saturday, Brandon. You're off on Saturdays.
So. I am off on Saturdays. That's very true.
I think that's a perfect opportunity to get your daughter involved in it, too.
Well, Dave, you probably know somebody that needs an adventure, too. Come on. You could bring somebody along. In fact, we wouldn't even make you go out squirrel hunting. You could be around the cooking. You could participate in the cooking.
Is there the eating, too?
Oh, yes,
okay,
of course.
All right. Well,
yes.
The cooking is just something
like
that, you
I told you,
know,
we're having roast squirrel for dessert.
Mm-hmm. does it taste like chicken?
No, it really tastes truly more like beef. If beef
really?
Had wings, if you know, I'm sure you're a wing eater too, right?
Oh yeah, oh yeah,
yeah, me too. It's
you give me wings and I'm done for the day.
But these squirrels have kind of like four wings, and you get it's like eating beef wings. I'm telling you that it doesn't taste like chicken. It's more like Angus.
Interesting, interesting. How's it compared to rabbit?
Well, the rabbit season will be open then, too. And why don't we just make that comparison? We'll just do some roasting
of
the rabbit.
We're going to have a buffet, aren't we?
Yes, exactly. Yes, we are.
Now, my little guy's going to be out of town for a couple of weeks. Doggone it.
Well, you're more than... You're invited, Dave.
What do you? Well, thanks, appreciate that. What's the firearm of choice for squirrels?
Well, I really think that a .22 is made for squirrels.
Mm-hmm. Anything bigger, pretty much.
Well, I've had these people that shoot squirrels with a shotgun, and
there's not much left.
Well, no, there's plenty left. It's just that there's a few things left in the squirrel. Really, let's take them out with a .22. That's the preferred.
I got a Crosman 760.
Yeah, send it.
Yeah.
Bring it.
Uh-huh. Even a Red Ryder. I don't think those would do enough damage.
But they do make pellet guns these days that will do the job.
You know, there's some amazing technology in the air rifles.
Yes.
And you know, I grew up with those,
there's
that
discussion
stuff
now
is still fun.
With air rifles and air rifles that are suitable for taking deer. That's where they're at.
Really?
Now. Yes.
Oh, my.
Not yet legal in Kansas, I'm sure. Some
what caliber?
States. Well, I'm not one of those.
You haven't
studied that
enough.
I just love going and shooting.
Mm-hmm.
But all the rest of that, I just want to I enjoy the challenge of hitting the target. But all that other technical knowledge, that's not me. I'm not your gun guy. I'm sorry, but
you don't have
I
to apologize
really
for that.
Enjoy target shooting.
And that's kind of the way I am. I don't really care so much about going out and hunting, to be honest with you. I like hunting in the grocery store or the meat market. I enjoy shooting, but I just don't get that much of a chance to do so.
Truly, the range was set up with this mindset that it's going to serve hunters. And really, it's two different, completely different user groups. There are some hunters that come and utilize the range to sight in their rifles, but there's truly a whole different group of users that are target shooters. There are really a lot of people that enjoy target shooting. And like you, don't have a desire to go hunting, and that's... How about fishing? Are you interested in
fishing?
I
love to
fishing?
Fish, but I just never really get out.
You're missing an opportunity.
That is something I want
to do. The third truck has arrived that dropped off trout at Willow Lake.
Really?
And
okay.
So far, I've gone out there and seen very few trout caught. And Eli Sprinkle is the fisheries biologist, and he explains this stuff to me. And that is that now that the days are getting longer, those trout are going to kind of come out of dormancy, kind of wake up. So the opportunity is out there for – there are a lot of trout that haven't been caught yet. The third truck arrives this week. That's a bunch of trout in Willow Lake. There is a trout stamp required. Of course, a fishing license is required. By the way, fishing and hunting, I feel like a broken record some days, but you can pay for 4 years and get the fifth year free.
Mm-hmm.
The price went up from $20 to $25, but for $100 plus $2.50 for the issuance fee, you can get 5 years, and that 5 years is a full 5 years. By the way, our one-year license lasts 365. So if you bought it today, it would not expire 2020 on the 31st of December. It would expire 1 year later, 365 days, which, you know, that's way better value than in the old days when you bought it. Say a kid was born on Thanksgiving Day,
mm-hmm.
he would have to, you know, 16 would have to get a license, or she, that would only last, what, about 40 days. So now every license sold is 365. A five-year license is 1,877. There's your test. I'm pretty sure that's it. Depends on the leap year.
Yeah.
Which is next year.
And we got one coming up.
And then if you get that five-year deal, then you got two leap years built in.
Two leap years?
Yeah.
That would be a whole extra day.
Exactly. 2024
for the same price.
Look at that. What a deal. Now the price for hunting and fishing, is it different, or is that the same price?
Same price, and for harvesting also the same price. $27.50 gets you that $365, and $100 plus $250 gets you the 5 years.
Okay.
All right. You mentioned shooting. A lot of kids are on Christmas break. Let's say I'm a dad and I want to take my – I have daughters. But if I want to take my daughters out and maybe teach them how to shoot.
Well, show up at Fancy Creek Range. There's no cost if they're not 16 yet. They need an adult with them supervising them. But those kids, anyone that's not yet 16 with adult supervision that they bring with them, they bring the rifle and the adult with them, they may shoot without any cost. And Fancy Creek Range is open always the first and third weekend of the month and the fourth Thursday of the month.
And that's probably, I never had that as a kid. My dad didn't really take me hunting or anything. We weren't hunters in our family. But when a kid gets a chance to go out and shoot for the first time, that's probably a pretty neat experience for him.
It is. I'm the same way. Scout camp, 4-H camp were the opportunities that I got to shoot. My uncles hunted and fished, but it was like pulling teeth to get somebody to take me hunting or fishing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we got that in common.
Mm-hmm.
But I did learn to enjoy target shooting, and I had the nickname Flinch there for a little while, but
Flinch.
I've gotten past that. Yeah, it's not good, Dave.
You pull the trigger and you...
It's not good.
That bullet goes awry? Is that what you're trying to say?
It can happen.
Uh-huh. I can imagine. Do you do any deer hunting this year?
Kind of busy during that time of year.
You know, you flinched and one got away?
I will be busy. I will be busy during this first day hunt, too, because doe season opens back up.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope to find some people in the field chasing deer. But I don't get a chance to chase deer.
Hey, I want to go back to the trout for just a little bit.
Yeah.
How big are they when you dump them in Willow Lake? And where
is
Willow
Lake?
Well,
they're not all the same size. Willow Lake is at Tuttle Creek State Park. It's isolated from the rest of River Pond. The River Pond area has a separate Willow Lake. And so if you go past they'll tell you. You stop at the gatehouse or the state park, they'll tell you just go past the archery range.
Oh, so that's on that south of that access road.
There's an archery range.
Gotcha.
And really, it's really across from
Little Grill.
There you go. There's a Willow Lake is a
mm-hmm.
pretty large. I don't know how many acres. It's got to be 4 acres at least.
Mm-hmm.
But there's easy access there. There's fishing piers, that's the spot. They'll dump the third truck in this week if they haven't done so already. And there's all different sizes, but they're all they don't drop them in there until they're edible size.
What kind of trout are they?
Different kinds.
Okay. All mixed up.
I think they're rainbow trout.
Are they?
Eli, call us. Tell us what kind of trout they are. They're got to be rainbow mm-hmm. trout. Is there
That's
a brown trout in there?
I
might be.
Trout is a trout is a trout.
You stumped me. You did it. You won the game for the day.
You see how easy that was? Ben, yeah, you need to come in more often because I feel like I'm walking out of here with the Rocky theme blaring in my back ears. So.
Well, it's not Rambo. It's Rainbow, isn't it?
Rainbow?
Rainbow? Yeah. What did I say? Rambo? Rambo trout.
Rambo trout would be something.
Here I got Rocky and Rambo coming along the same lines here.
I'm pretty sure it's Rainbow trout.
You can tell it's Friday around here, can't
you? Rainbow. Come on now. It's Rambo trout.
It's always a joy to have you in here.
There might be one Rambo trout in there.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'd love to see? I would love to see a big aquarium with Kansas fish somewhere
they have
in
those.
This town.
In fact,
I'd like to see one in Manhattan.
Well, I think there's one in Salina.
Central Mall. Yeah. And they just redid it.
And they have a mobile one. Where would you like it?
I don't know.
Well, now's the time to get on the schedule. You can have a mobile aquarium show up wherever you need it.
I know that comes along at some of the hunting and fishing shows, the outdoor shows.
Yes.
They'll have that one up in Topeka and stuff.
So. There is a big mobile. I've only seen it a couple times. I think that is available, though, a big mobile aquarium. And then Salina has a big aquarium.
Named after Bruce Amerslaw.
I don't get there very often.
Yeah, he was
kind of a homebody.
He was a
wildlife and parks guy.
Wildlife and parks guy that was legendary in that area. So yeah. Great man, great guy. He was killed in a car wreck some 20 years ago, and they named that after him because that was kind of a project that he took over. So,
well, my project coming up is the squirrel hunt, and I hope send us squirrel hunters, squirrel guides, and people that are hungry. They don't have to hunt. We'll feed them anyway.
Always a joy to have you in, Ben. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, that'll do it here for In Focus today. Our thanks to Ben Jadlicka and to Representative Tom Phillips for being our guests here today. Coming up on Monday, we'll talk with Bob Koppel, Ascension Via Christi president, and also Aaron Estabrook, incoming city commissioner.
And today, no Blueville's horticulture hints because they're off for the holidays. They'll return on January 6th, I believe. Or what is that day in January? It's the 10th. When Blueville will be back. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, and the game all on the way this afternoon. Have a great weekend. Go Cats! I'll see you here Monday morning.